Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to take you back 1992, give you some classic Big Bub, of course, his solo work from the Coming At You album, 1992 class. Of course, Big Bub was from the group Today, if you guys remember. Why You Getting Funky On Me, Girl, I Got My Eyes On You, Him and Me. Of course, that's his solo joint, I Don't Mind, again, from 1992. Guys, good evening to you. Yes, it is another Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fluen. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to jam old school R&B, funk, and soul in your ear for the next 2 hours. Got music on the way from Joe, We got some Daz Van on the way, and we got some Freddie Jackson on the way. And we're about to wrap up Black History Month. And what do you know? We're wrapping up Black History Month, and Russia is about to invade Ukraine. So, but anyway, I want to send all of my prayers, thoughts and prayers out to the people of Ukraine, and hopefully get some type of resolution out there, man, because I don't know what's going on with Russia. You know, I'm not as politically astute as I should be on that, but I do know that Ukraine is a, of course, a sovereign nation, but it is a democracy, and Putin is trying to get into some of them territories. So, but anyway, let's just pray for the people out there, and hopefully, again, we can get this thing resolved. But anyway, I'm gonna jam. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you with all of this good old school music I do every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with me. You can catch me every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. But let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I am I'm gonna start it off a little mellow. A little mellow. Let's take you back to the year 1976, give you some classic Philly music from Mr. Norman Connors. This is the slow jam of all slow jam. This is called You Are My Starship, featuring Michael Henderson on vocals. You guys keep it locked right here. We got more music on the way. Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in.
Come take
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming. That was music from Sam Salter. Of course, I hate to say it, the late, great Sam Salter, because we lost a brother in August, if I'm not mistaken, last year. Still don't know the cause of death. 46 years old, so he was younger than I was. And, man, it's got to... got to live like there's no tomorrow, man. You know, it's just one of those things, man. But he made some great music, especially from that album. Of course, again, After 12, Before 6. Before that, from 1983, from the Between the Sheets album. You guys know this. It's the Isley Brothers, Choosy Lover. And, of course, started the block off from 1976, Norman Connors and Michael Henderson. You Are My Starship. We still got about an hour, 40 minutes left to jam with you, so there's plenty of music on the way, plenty of chances to hang out with me, guys. I want you to go to whatevpodsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com if you want to contribute to the show or if you want to get some cool merchandise. Just go to those websites. There's mugs, there's hats, there's caps, there's masks, Solar Records Radio mask. And also want to remind you, we do have Cash App page again for all the listeners out there that's supporting the show. Thank you so much. $ Solar Records Radio, all one big happy word. So I've been watching, I've been working from home today, and I got a chance to just, you know, keep it on the news. And it's all instant coverage of Ukraine, and it looks like it is a serious issue going on, because no matter what, you know, U.S. had put some sanctions on Russia. Obviously, that's not really phasing them right now. I think they're probably going to get the brunt of it in due time. Without any type of physical war, they try to post these sanctions to, you know, freeze them out of resources and things like that. And right now, man, you know, Putin does not care. Putin is going in like just, you know. So I'm going to be kind of glued back and forth to the TV to kind of see what's going on and just understand. But, yes, send all of your prayers and just hopefully there's some peace out there. And just, again, sending prayers to the Ukraine, man, and, you know, Russia, man. And the people of Russia that don't know what's going on. You know, there's a lot of protests from what I'm seeing from Moscow and St. Petersburg and areas like that that are protesting what Putin has been doing. And this man does not care. But that's how, you know. That's how these type of regimes go, man. You know, it's not even about the people anymore. It's about your power, your lust for that power, and just a continued, really authoritarian type of style of power, you know. So, but anyway, man, hope everyone's feeling better. But again, man, it's just something that's on my mind, the fact that, you know, you see all the news as far as Black History. Of course, this is Black History Month. We're winding down. It is the 24th of February. And, you know, with the police brutality that's going on, the inequities that are going on right now, man, it just makes you just, you know, yeah, it's about playing music and being entertaining, but every now and then you just have to say something. And just let the people know to just be aware of the things that are around you. And from a humanitarian standpoint, again, do what you can do to help the next man, help the next woman, and just be good to each other. And Wardell says this all the time, we got to take things like that to heart, because, you know, it all starts with the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, you know. So. It's just something that we just need to focus on as far as who we are as people and how we could make this world better. Because at the same time, this is the only planet we got. You know, you only live here once. You know, there's no, we can't like be like, you know what, let's destroy Earth. Let's jump to Mars. Can't do that right now. You know, so yeah, this is the only planet we got, and to try to preserve it as much as we can, you know. So, but anyway, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with me and me going off on my little rants, you know. Gonna keep this music going, man. I would give you a classic, of course. She was in, of course, a part of Roy Ayers Ubiquity. She hit a little solo song in 1981. And I mean, but the song blew up as far as a hip-hop sample. But let's go back to the original. Take you back to a lovely lady by the name of Sylvia Stripling. The name of the song is called You Can't Turn Me Away. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Thank you. Listening to Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Dallin Fleming. Of course, that is music from the lovely Miss Trelawney, straight out of Miami, Florida, from 1994. Beautiful song. She had a great song. Of course, it was under the radar, but it was on the R&B charts at the time, called I Want to Be Yours. This is her, I think if I'm not mistaken, the second single from that album from 1994, featuring Dino, the late great Dino from H-Town. Name of the song is called Take It Slow, and I definitely got to check her out and see what she's been up to, man. Hopefully, never know, might be able to get her on the show. It's all good. Before that, from 1986, of course, Freddie Jackson, Have You Ever Loved Somebody, and of course, started the block off from 1981, the lovely Miss Sylvia Stripling, You Can't Turn Me Away. I know all you guys are probably listening to it, talking about get money. Oh, what to say? Oh, get money. No, that's the original song. So it's all good. Samples are good. Samples are good. It has its place, you know. I hope, my thing is, and I don't want to get on my soapbox too much, I feel like I've been on it already throughout the show, but just pay the artists. Just pay the originators, the writers, the producers, you know, as long as they're compensated, I'm good on that, man. You know, and I think, again, sampling great music, you know, to go into hip-hop or whatever, or remaking or using that as a cover, I think it bridges that gap. And the beauty of it is kids can go, the younger generation can go down, you know, the rabbit hole. I always mention this rabbit hole, but you can go down that rabbit hole and just learn about great music. You know, with me, I try to be like this history guy. Not too much on world history, you know, because I'm, you know, again, I'm not as versed as I should be on the Ukraine, but that's kind of my passion. Because the beauty about history, especially American history, is I kind of use that as a conduit, as a soap opera, you know, and, you know, whether it's, you know, the Revolutionary War and all of these things, I can tell you up and down, you know, the Civil War and you know, things, the War of 1812. But, you know, I go down that rabbit hole just learning these histories, you know. And again, you know, I'm not an historian. You know, I taught history one time, but I'm not a historian because I'm not educated, you know, to go through that with the degrees and all of that. But, you know, I am – it's pretty entertaining. It's pretty – I guess entertaining isn't the word. It keeps my intrigue, you know, and I just go down and say, okay, War of 1812, let's check out another war. Let's check out, you know, the Seven Years' War and things like that. So I've been trying to, you know, just understand history and some of the reasonings behind the history, you know, World War One, and, you know, that's a little bit about myself, you know. But going back, I don't want to stray too much away from sampling. We were talking about sampling, yes. We were talking about, you know, taking a little bit old and adding something new to it. And again, I think that's a great thing. I just, you know, I wish that a lot of the old school artists or the artists of the past, you know, just compensate them, man, you know. Because I know, you know, a lot of them might not be doing well. Let's keep it real. You know, there are some of them that, you know, without some of the publishings behind the music and things like that, the royalties and whatnot, a lot of them might not be getting it. So, you know, if you want to go down that road as far as, you know, using that sample, yeah, it's only common courtesy to make sure that person is compensated, you know, those writers or producers and whatnot. So, but I have no problem with it, you know. I just don't want it to take away that newer artist's creativity, you know, because it seemed like it's easy to go back and pull something, you know. Now you can draw that inspiration again. I have no problem with that, but it's just, you know, it feels like a lot of people are using that as just an excuse to put out crappy music. that's just my opinion. And I'm sticking to it. We've got about another hour and 14 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't catch me live, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Check out the playbacks. I am posting the music in the comment section of what I'm playing tonight. So make sure you guys tune in or check that out and give me your feedback. I really appreciate that. But let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to take you back to the year. I'm keeping it mellow, but I'm going to speed it up. I'm going to keep it mellow. Let's take it back to the year 1996, produced by Raphael Sadiq, of course, Tony. This is music from Total. The name of the song is called Kissing You. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday night, Solar Records Radio.
makes the remix so deadly. Shazam, Goomba be my pal like Shazam. I'm running to you like shoes, oh you who's, and I choose from the fly thing that you do. Uru, you dudes, can't you see like total? Kissing you, got Gina running from the boulder. Hit me on my car phone, if you got the hydro with me and you throw. Oh, we can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
music from the Dazz Band, straight out from 1984. Of course, you guys know that song. It's called Joystick. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up a little remix, the Bad Boy remix from 1996, the summer of 1996. I remember this song so well. The lovely Miss Gina Thompson, The Things That You Do, featuring Missy Elliott. Love that, love that. And, of course, stayed with 1996. Started off the block of music from Total, Kissing You. I love that music video. I was a big fan of music videos in the 90s, in the 80s and 90s, because, you know, a lot of them told a story. And I love the story that was told in the Total Kissing You video, where the guy died, but he had to, before he went off to the great beyond, he had to, you know, kiss his woman. And at the end, you know, he smiles, puts on his hat, and just walks into the ocean. And I just thought that was so beautiful. Oh my God. I love that video. Now, if I'm getting the concept right, if you guys, if I got the concept wrong, please let me know. But no, that's what I got out of it. It was like this guy who got killed, or he died, or drowned, or whatever. And he got out of the pool, you know, he got out of the pool, and he's walking, he's looking for his loved one to give her a final kiss. And then he just walks off into the ocean at the end. And I just thought that was just so beautiful. Just amazing. Every now and then, you know, I like to, you know, keep myself entertained. You know, YouTube is a great outlet for it. You know, I like, of course, for those who know, I'm a gamer. I like playing video games. Yes, I'm a 47-year-old gamer. I have no shame in that. I handle my business. But I like watching cat videos. So it's just strange reasons. I watch dogs and cats and, you know, pet videos and things like that. But what's really, like, caught my eye and caught my attention is, like, people who have exotic pets. You know, there is a couple in Russia, and they have a pet puma. And every time they upload a new video, I'm there, I'm watching it. It's like this huge puma. I think his name is like Messi the puma. But he's a big cat. He is a big cat. And, you know, in my mindset, I'm just like, oh, my God, I want one. Because apparently they rescued him from a petting zoo. They adopted him because they were gonna euthanize him because he had a health issue with the little the little puma. And they was going to euthanize it because it wouldn't survive in the wild. And they ended up adopting, this couple ended up adopting him, and, you know, took him to, like, this dog training school. And I mean, he is just he's a big cat. And, you know, it's just so heartwarming, you know, to see, you know, that puma. And I understand, you know, Chris Rock said, hey, you know, about Siegfried and Roy, is like, oh, the tiger that turned on one of them. I forgot which one. I apologize. I think, of course, rest in peace to them. But, you know, he said this, you know, something to the effect of, everyone was talking about that tiger. Like, oh, that tiger went nuts. No, that tiger went crazy and turned on them. And Chris like, no, that tiger went tiger. So, but no, again, not making, trivializing, you know, their deaths and what happened to them. But I understand, you know, these are wild animals, and there are certain precautions that you have to take. You have to understand that you know, these aren't built to be domesticated. But I just thought it was just so cute. There's this couple in Texas that has, like, a pet bobcat. Like we got bobcats here, you know. It's not like we could just scoop one up. Just take care of them. I know there's, like, of course, there's rules to that. But no, it's just, you know, and I'm not, you know, exotic pets like the snakes and all of that stuff. I get that, too. You know, I'm just not a big snake person. For whatever reason, I'm just not into snakes like that. I used to love them. I mean, I used to pick them up and, you know, play with them. You know, in my science class, we had an albino python, and that joker used to just roll up on my sleeve, up my arm, and, you know, I had it around my arm just like, you know, any crazy idiot, you know, with a snake. But no, I just don't like them anymore. So, but no, man, you know, whatever floats your boat, man. I do love these, you know, these animals. I understand that there is a time and place, you know. I even saw a guy that has a pet alligator. And he goes in the pond and swims with it, and the alligator kisses him, and he kisses the alligator. And I'm like, okay, now this is taking a little bit too damn far, you know. I'm just, this is where I draw the line. It's not the puma. It's the alligator that I have a problem with. But no, seriously, we can't feel like we can conquer nature. You know, nature is here to be nature. It's not here to be ruled. You know, you coexist with it, and that's it. There are exceptions to the rule, I guess, in some instances, but not that much. So, but yeah, I do like watching these exotic pets, and, you know, this guy with a pet tiger, and, you know, the tiger is loyal, and, you know, but, you know, hopefully the tiger don't go tiger, like Chris Rock said. So, but anyway, we got about another 52 minutes of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. You can catch me every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul from 70s, 80s, and 90s. I love the fact that, you know, I can play this music, and everyone, you know, I haven't really gotten any negativity off of the music that I play. I think people love music, and I want to be that outlet to play that music. Of course, what we do here on Solar Records Radio. So let's go ahead and keep this music going. Let's take you back to the year 1984, give you an underground classic from the group Network. Now, this song is called Cover Girl. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
her face on a Hollywood screen. She's a centerfold MIG. She's a cover girl.
Treats a man the way that she should. I know you wanna go, it's a good life.
Baby,
You're listening to music. Actually, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday. That was music from Inner City, straight out of Detroit, Michigan. Give you a little Chicago house there from 1989. Name of the song is called Good Life. You know what? When I came on the mic, I'm so away from the mic. I got to the mic, didn't know what I was going to say. So you're listening to Solar Records Radio Throwback Thursday. I want to rewind and do that over again. No, that was music from Inner City, Good Life. Of course, before that, the Georgie Porgy remix. Of course, Georgie Porgy, the original, if you heard that sample. See, it's all about the samples from Toto from 1978. Guys, you guys remember Toto and Cheryl Lynn had a song called Georgie Porgy. Joe used this for his remix from his All or Nothing, his Everything album from 1993. Of course, that is the Georgie Porgy mix to All or Nothing. And, of course, started off the block from 1984, music from the group Network. Name of the song is called Cover Girl. Now, there were a few versions of Cover Girl, if I remember growing up. I remember, if I'm not mistaken, BT Express had a version of Cover Girl, and the late great Johnny Kemp had a version of Cover. You guys remember Johnny Kemp had a song called Just Got Paid Friday Night. He did a version of Cover Girl, but I always go back to this one. I don't know which one is the original version, but I definitely love this version. So, guys, let me know, of course, in the comments or whatnot, just let me know which one you like. Is it BT Express, Johnny Kemp, or Network? We got about another 35 minutes left of the show. Of course, I'd be remiss without bringing my brother, my partner in crime, Mr. Wardell Potts, to the show. What's up, man?
Just got paid. That's what's happening. How you doing? How are you?
I'm good, man. I have been working, busy, trying to catch up on some things, catch up on bills, and just kind of been out of commission. So I just wanted to let all the listeners know that I'm back. Just had to take care of a couple of things. But what's going on with you?
Oh, man, this war that's going on has just got me consumed and just really feeling bad for everybody involved. And, it's just really sad, over 150-something soldiers have been killed already in one night of war. Mm-hmm. And so it's just ugly, man. So it's really had me consumed. But I'm trying to do like my mom said, and she says, if you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't pray. I'm trying not to worry after I pray. But what I am is sad. So even though I prayed, I'm still sad. Every time I hear somebody else died. So it's crazy. In the world that we're in right now,
it really is. And I touched on it a little earlier in the show, as far as the Ukraine and what Russia is doing. And I say one of the things to prevent a full out war is to slap sanctions on these countries, and that's what the United States is doing. I think they got with NATO. I guess Putin doesn't care, but Putin is doing it anyway. Forget the sanctions being thrown, because I think the United States is getting with a lot of the NATO allies and throwing sanctions in Russia. But also, you got to look at it like this too. The people in Russia also are protesting what Putin is doing. And, and that's the crazy part of it. But again, Ukraine, he's been wanting to get Ukraine since his KGB days. So I think he was looking for the most opportune moment to do that. And because there is so much division in the United States as far as the politics here, I think Putin is taking advantage of that. Because right now you see a faction of people who are for Putin doing it here in the country. So, again, I think You know, again, I'm going to be a little bit more versed probably the next time we talk about it, as far as why all of a sudden the Ukraine. But I do feel that because Russia, because, you know, even when you go back to the between Trump and Hillary Clinton, a lot of the issues was that, you know, that Russia was infiltrating in the systems and using troll farms to sway voters and things like that. Again, I don't want to get too conspiracy theorists about it, but a lot of people felt that, you know, Russia kind of had a hand in one way or the other to the election of 2016. Now, Russia's not stupid. I think they're taking advantage of our dysfunction here when it comes to politics, when it comes to race. I think a lot of people are taking advantage of the United States because, and we're playing into those hands because, again, you have a certain political party that is praising what Russia is doing, you know, which is so odd to me, you know. But, again, hopefully better heads will prevail. Hopefully the sanctions, I just hate the fact that regular people will suffer because of those sanctions that had nothing to do with it, you know, and the art of war as far as any type of physical combat is to throw these sanctions. And but again, it might not affect now, but it's going to affect in the longer run. But as far as Putin, he doesn't care. He's going to do what he wants to do, and that's unfortunate. But again, and all out, I just want to send a prayer out to the people of the Ukraine, and just pray for the situation out there, and pray for the people that are protesting in Russia because of what Putin is doing. So, but anyway,
absolutely. I'm praying for soldiers on both sides and their families because these soldiers, that's their jobs, and they're doing what they're told to do. Now you could say, well, you don't have to do it if you don't want. I mean, there's a lot of people that went into Vietnam that didn't want to do that, but they did. There's people like Muhammad Ali that stood up and said, I'm not going to fight them. They didn't do nothing to me. So you have maybe one out of a few million that will stand up and say that. So, you know, I just feel sorry for the soldiers that don't want to do it, that are out there doing it, because a lot of their family are in Ukraine. It's just crazy.
Yep.
So it's a bad situation, man. So they had over 1,700 different groups of people, you know, fighting to get Russia to stop doing this, and Russia decided to arrest as many of them as they can because they don't want that on the streets. They don't want people seeing that. And so, and not only do they arrest them, but they punish them. They put them in jail, man. It's ugly. So when people get out there and do that, they have to really be upset. And so it's pretty sad, man. But, you know, I know this is not a political show. I just wanted you to know what my heart was. And I want anybody overseas that's listening to this show to know that, you know, we got you guys back. We're praying for you, and we're praying that, you know, that good will prevail, and that, you know, your families are safe. Yes,
I think, you know, of course, people say, well, you know, we play music. This isn't a political show. But I was mentioning earlier that every now and then, you know, we have to address the realities that are around us. And
absolutely,
it's okay to say what you feel about certain things, especially when your humanity, to me, my humanity allows me to say these things because I try to live up to the standard of being a good person. And I think for anyone that goes through that and practices that viewpoint, I think it's incumbent of them to say the same thing, to say these things too. Doesn't matter what you're doing. I think this is why you have a lot of sports athletes are speaking out of certain things. If they see things they looked at as far as it's an injustice, they should speak on it. I have no problem with that. It's not about, oh, entertain me. I'm a, you know, that's my job. I'm going to entertain you. But, you know, at the same time, I'm still a human being. And the things that are around me try to test your humanity. You're going to speak out. You're going to speak out about it. So I think it's okay to address these things at now and then, because to me, you're not human if you don't. You know the things that are around you. So, but again, I try not to get just too deep into it because I know this is a radio show, and this is what I do every Thursday from 8 to 10, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s. I like how I segued into that. But no, I think people appreciate what we do. People appreciate what you do because, again, you're playing the music, you're doing what you're doing. Even like last Saturday when you played, you know, you played Martin Luther King's Nobel Peace Prize speech and you talked about Rosa Parks. And because, again, this is Black History Month. You talked about breast awareness and other topical issues that are concerning our health. I think, yeah, it's okay to have that moment to play some music. But understand, if there's something that's on your mind to address, I mean, the people are gonna respond, and hopefully it's going to be positive. I think if there are people that are naysayers, they weren't fans of you to begin with. Because, obviously, if they didn't know you, or obviously if they know you, then they know that you're this type of person that's going to speak out on the things that are concerning you. And every now and then, yes, you're playing the Four Tops, you're playing the Temptations or whatever, but if something's in your heart to speak about it, I think that's what makes the show genuine. You know, I think there's a grassroots, there's an organic, there's something organic about this show. And I'm not trying to manufacture any feelings about it. This is just coming straight from the heart. You know, we play the music, but again, at the end of the day, we're humans, and we try to, you know, we empathize with the things that are around us that we feel that there are injustices. So, but go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, I agree with you. And, you know, we have to look out for each other because all we have is each other, you know. So I'm just and that's why it was really hard for me. I was like, okay, I'm doing my show. And I said, I'm so sad, but I got to be happy to do the show. So instead of just doing the show, I shared my feelings first, and then it was easier for me to do the show. And it's, you know, it's just like I'm human, and I have to deal with my humanness, if you will,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that, you know, I don't want people to think that, you know, we don't care. We just, you know, we really care. We, you know, we care about our brothers and sisters around the world. And so with the Rosa Parks thing, I mean, that was important to me. I really don't like just having a Black History Month because we have too much history for just be sharing it in one month. I like for it to be, you know, Black History Year. We always talk about Black History. I don't want to feel like we got to be only one month we get to talk, you know. So, and I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to talk about it all year long from now on, you know, so
I think that's tantamount. I think that's pretty much our second nature to talk about Black History the whole year. I don't think Black History Month really is for us as Black people. I think we commemorate this month for others to understand, you know, to understand the complexities of the Black experience, you know.
Well, we don't have a White History Month. We don't have a Jewish History Month. We don't have any of the, you know, so why do we have a Black History Month? Well, it's just our history that needs to be shared and stop trying to stop us from sharing our history in school. Because, you know, you need to teach the kids this is not just our history, it's the history of the United States. And we need to share our history with the kids so that they make sure that they don't go back down that road again.
Well, I think they do. Actually, let me go ahead and say they do have a Jewish American Heritage Month in May. But they also have, you know, like an Irish, they commemorate, you know, the Irish, they commemorate Italian, Hispanic History Month, things like that. I think when they break down the diaspora, you know, right now we're just considered black. You know, we're all black. You know, that doesn't mean that there's like a Haitian History Month or Nigerian History Month. I think we're all compressed as black. So, you know, but there are nuances to that. But I think the fact in this country, when you talk about, you know, White History Month, I think that's pretty much every month in the year. I think we've been, you know, when you have marginalized people, when there's a marginalized people that don't get their views and their accomplishments recognized, I think, you know, that's when you have, you know, that recognition and you have that commemoration of it. You know, people talk about, well, why is there BET? There's no white history, white entertainment television. I get sick of people saying stuff like that because to me, I felt white to me is like the, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, white is like that operative, just the operative word that basically describes every other thing, because when you think of the other, like the black, you know, then you know that you know, when it comes to the marginalization of people in this country, and I'm just talking about America in the sense of this construct, I'm at a loss for words. I say it all the time. I'll probably remember it an hour after the show, but I think, you know, you don't say, you know, white American history. I think, you know, because that right there is like the control word. That's the word that people already know. If you see a male, if you say he's a male 35 years old, you automatically assume white until you say black male. He is a Hispanic male. 35 years old or whatever. So, again, that's the complexities and the nuances of how this country operates when it comes to the social construct of race. That's a topic probably at a later time. I love having these conversations. And you know, if this is an outlet for it, you know, at a certain time, then yes, I can definitely expound on it a little bit more. But we got about another 18 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for those wise words, Wardell. And again, we're going to send our prayers to the people out there in the Ukraine. And, of course, like you said, the soldiers and the protesters and you know, just hopefully there can be some type of resolution, and I did mention about that earlier. Any additional words that you have?
That right there, you hear that? You hear that? You mentioned that. Oh, no, I don't hear it. I thought I heard something. Okay. No, I just want to say thank you to everyone. Much love to you, and have a blessed rest of your evening. Thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. And thank you, Don, for a great show. I've been listening and hearing all of the stuff you're doing. And, you do what you do. Also, tune in tonight.
Well, you know what, man? Yes. Go ahead. Yes, Goldie Mac, talk about it. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. I could never say it, so I'd rather for you to say it. But tune in tonight at 11 p.m. Go ahead, Don.
Goldie Mac, Cosmic Slap Shack.
Yeah. Our late brother.
Yeah.
Goldie Mac. And so it's posted inside the Solar Records Radio group. So if you're not signed up with the Solar Records Radio group, come and join our group. you'll love it. We have some great people in there. And you know, come post some of your stuff in there and share some of your stories, some of your music or whatever. But join our group, Solar Records Radio, on Facebook. And we appreciate you.
All right.
So that's about it. That's about it, brother.
All right. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. We got another block before we head out. But let's start it off with a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the way of the world.
Yeah,
you guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, wrapping up. That was music from Odyssey. Yes, that is from 1977. Give you a roller skating classic from them. Name of the song is called Native New Yorker. Before that, from the Extensions of the Man album, 1973, all the way back to 1973, music from the late, great Dunny Hathaway. Love, love, love. And, of course, from 1975, started off the block with a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Elements. Of course, that's the way of the world. Again, going to wrap up the show. Got about another 4 minutes left. Thank you so much for tuning in. Want to remind you tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, we're going to play a rebroadcast of Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapshack. Of course, Goldie Mac is no longer with us, but definitely we want to keep his show and the music, his love of music, keeping that alive. And of course, brother, you up there, I know you're watching over me, man. He said, man, I like what you do, homie. Love it. So rest in peace to Goldie Mac. But anyway, he's going to wrap it up for me. And make sure you tune in tomorrow, of course, kicking off a Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the music, the artists, and you never know who's going to call and give all that good knowledge. So, but anyway, going to close it out, man. I am a big fan of Quincy Jones, so it's only fair to play a song, a Quincy Jones song. I want to take you all the way back, 1996, from the Q's Juke Joint album, of course, introduced us to the lovely Tamia. Of course, this is called You Put a Move on My Heart. Until tomorrow, until later on tonight, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Actually, we'll see you guys tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., celebrating the legacy of Solar. Until then, have a great night.